Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
And welcome to the Cale Clark Show on this Monday. We are family. Yeah. Join the family. This is our pledge drive week. We do this four times a year. It's our last one of this year. We want to close the year out really well so we can stay on the air and keep reaching the world for Christ through the media. So even though the theme song is a little different, I want you to know that this show will be the same in the fact that you can be a part of it as always. So I want to give out the phone number again that you can call in to ask me a question or be part of the conversation. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. It's our listener line, our call-in line for the Cale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. You can also email the show if you have a question or comment. We'll try to get to that. Show ideas are always welcome, too. Love to hear from you guys. The email address is Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com, and you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And hey, if you donate $8, we might be able to get me a blue check mark. I don't know. We'll see. I'm only kidding. And the show account is at Cale Clark Show on Twitter. Well, we have got an incredible week lined up. I can't wait. I've got so many great stories I want to share with you. So we are, yes, cracking open another fun week on the program. Don't worry. It's just Diet Coke. And I'm going to, you know, once again, kick off with, pun intended, unintentionally. Well, I guess it's not intended, but puns are always intended. Who are we kidding? Puns are always intended. You guys probably know the story about what's been happening with Tom Brady, Giselle, their divorce. Very, very sad. I've got a little story about somebody else who was offered an ultimatum by his wife. But things turned out much differently. Things turned out much, much differently. I've got a great listener question I want to share later today as well. Some fun stuff. But first, as we always do each hour of our pledge drive week on Relevant Radio, we do want to ask for our ladies' intercession for the success that will reach our goal. It's a lofty goal. We have to raise $3 million this week, but I know we can do it. I know with your generosity, you'll come through again and again, as you always have. So let's pray together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly into thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we obviously have been talking a lot on this program, and also I know Timory's mentioned it as well on her show, the tragic divorce that's taken place between Tom Brady and his wife Giselle Bündchen, now ex-wife. And this is something that was years in the making. I've been reading this book about the New England Patriots dynasty, and obviously Tom Brady has moved on. He's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now. But the tensions between Tom and Giselle really go back years. And reading this book, it's called It's Better to Be Feared by Seth Wickersham, who writes for ESPN. And he's done this really in-depth, deep dive on the Patriots dynasty. Tom Brady was right in the middle of it. And years and years ago, this tension between Tom and Giselle over his work and how much of a workaholic he really was, perfectionist in his craft of quarterbacking. You could see the Fishers, who's reading this book, go back quite a while. In fact, the year that the Patriots lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl 2018, Tom Brady had released a documentary which was on Facebook Watch. It was premiering on Facebook Watch. It was called Tom Versus Time. I don't know if you remember this now. At the time, Tom was only in his early 40s, and now he's 45. He is still playing. A lot of people thought he would have hung it up a long time ago But it was all about his ability to try to defeat Father Time. Now, we know Father Time is undefeated, but I don't know. I don't know who's getting the best of it right now. When you look at Tom, it's hard to say that he is looking or playing like his age. He's certainly defying all expectations. But here's what Seth Wickersham wrote in the book, It's Better to Be Feared, about what happened when this documentary series came out. He wrote, quote, collectively, Tom versus Time and the TB12 method, that was a book that Brady wrote, and it's become a kind of a business for him and his personal trainer, Alex Guerrero. It's a way of exercise. It's a way of life. It's a philosophy. It's been ridiculed in a lot of quarters, but nonetheless, it's become a thing. Collectively, Tom versus Time and the TB12 method betrayed a man so in love with the art of quarterbacking, so eager to redefine his capabilities and possibilities, so terrified of life without the game, that he was willing to risk almost anything if it meant his career would never end. In the film, Tom and Giselle sat on a couch in Costa Rica where she disclosed a truth that had always, on some level, been obvious. She said, football, as far as I'm concerned, is Tom's first love. And he was sitting nearby, and he watched her, laughing uncomfortably. Brady, of course, is one of the least ironic celebrities, and there was no irony on either face. End of quote. So you could see that the cracks starting to form even then. And there are many other anecdotes in the book about during the off season, Tom would really never stop working at his particular craft of trying to become a better quarterback, even during family vacations, even during off times. She would often say to him, hey, Tom, is this going to be a family day or is this going to be a Tommy day? So there's all kinds of situations where she had really just kind of laid it on the line. At one point, she wrote him a letter saying that this isn't working for me anymore. This is probably about 3 years ago. This is long before she actually filed for divorce. She just said, it's not working for me anymore. You're essentially married to your job, and this has to stop. And it kind of shocked him. It kind of was like a gut punch for a second. He put the letter in a drawer, made a mental note, you know, this is getting serious, but obviously things came to a head. His brief retirement before this season started didn't last too long. It was only 40 days, and now he's back at it, and Giselle is finally had enough. Well, I read another similar story, but it had a much, much different ending about work-life balance, about putting family first, about having the right priorities. And I read this on Cal Newport's Study Hacks blog. Now, Cal Newport, of course, has written a lot of books about this whole process of taking charge of one's time. He's written a book called Deep Work. He's written many other books, Digital Minimalism, A World Without Email. Boy, does that ever sound like paradise. It's all about, in many ways, finding that kind of balance. And his blog is just excellent. And he wrote an article not too long ago called Professio Sano in Vitam Sanum. Now, my Latin is absolutely terrible. I'll admit that right off the bat. Professio Sano in Vitam Sanum. And that is really all about balancing work and life. And really what this is all about is there's a professor at Yale named Dr. Stephen Stearns. He's the Edward P. Bass Professor of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at Yale University. That sounds pretty impressive. And of course, a lot of these academic chairs are endowed. You know, there's a certain donor who's lent his name. So this one's called the Edward P. Bass Professor of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at Yale. And so obviously Mr. Bass has donated quite a bit of money to the school. And so what's really interesting is that Dr. Stephen Stearns talked about a time in the early 1970s, a while ago, when he was essentially a workaholic and his wife gave him an ultimatum. It was very similar to the one that Giselle Bundchen gave Tom Brady, which he ultimately decided to ignore. But this one, like I said, this situation turned out much differently. And I'm going to share more about this with you right after this word from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO and chairman of Relevant Radio. It's day one of our Join the Family Pledge Drive. Help us get off to a great start by giving a financial gift online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. This hour, we have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. If you can help us with a gift of $20 a month today, our special gift to you is a lovely icon of Our Lady smiling. It's known as the image of Our Lady of Bethlehem, and it's beautiful and has extraordinary detail and vibrant colors. This freestanding icon of the Blessed Mother and Infant Jesus will be a great addition to your home. This beautiful icon is only available today for a gift of $20 a month. You can make your tax-deductible donation on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com or call 877-291-0123.
Tim Ray here, joining Kale. We're inviting you to join the family. It's that time of the year, and we are working our way. First day of our pledge drive. We need $3 million by Friday afternoon, and this is your opportunity. You love the Kale Clark Show. You're listening to Relevant Radio right now. You love our mission. Well, we would love for you to be an even greater part of it by taking some ownership in that mission, by donating to support the work we're doing here at Relevant Radio. If you'd like to donate, the easiest way to donate is 1-877-291-0123 via phone, or even easier, if you donate online, you receive special perks and gifts of gratitude from us because it takes out all the extra work of handling things, and you can donate right there, secure, online, a tax-deductible donation. Just go to relevantradio.com, or you can donate on the Relevant Radio app if that's where you're listening. Hey, Kale, how you doing?
Timory, it is great to be with you. It's great to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while, and I kind of like how you introduced this. You said, hey, it's Timory alongside Kale. Do we need last names? I mean, there's only one Timory. There's only one Kale, right? So, I mean, can we just be like Cher or something? Or, you know, I don't know. So
the question is, do we know how to spell each of our names? Because, I mean, you're not the vegetable. I'm just being clear.
I still sometimes
get it wrong.
Well, I don't doubt that, and you know, it's nobody was eating that stuff when I was born. The vegetable kale it was different stuff, and now it's becoming a problem for me. I'm considering changing my name to arugula. But before we do that, we certainly have to hit our target, and I'm not going to change my name if we hit the target. Just to be clear, but we do need to raise $3 million this week, which sounds like a lot, but when we all chip in, when we all come together as a family, and that's what this pledge drive is all about, join the family is our theme, I know that we'll make it because you guys are such a big part of what we do. We couldn't do this without you, our listeners. So we're going to invite you right now to call that wonderful number that you have on your, hopefully it's on speed dial on your phone already, 877-291-0123, or even better, you can give online at relevantradio.com or on the app, and we will send you a special gift if you donate online. It's a special talk by Father Rocky called How to Be a Happy Catholic Family. You won't want to miss out on that. But Timory, there's something else. Next time we talk, in just a few minutes, I want to share with our listeners a very special gift that they can get if they come in at that $20 a month level, Timory.
Yes, and only available today. Our Lady of Bethlehem will tell you a little bit more about it. $20 per month, and we will have that gift for you. If you would like to donate, relevantradio.com. Easiest way to give, you can see the gift we have only available today, Our Lady of Bethlehem. We'll tell you a little bit more. But you can call as well, 1-877-291-0123.
Explaining the Catholic faith and how you can live it and share it too. It's Kale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the program. So glad to have you with me on the show. Hey, you can still call in our listener line. Even though it's Pledge Drive week, you can call in 888. I've got to keep these two phone numbers separate. 888-914-9149 is our toll-free line to call in and talk to me. And just before the break, I started to tell you about a professor at Yale who received an ultimatum from his wife, very similar to what Tom Brady got from Giselle. And obviously Tom chose football over family in a certain sense. I don't want to come down too hard on the guy. He certainly still loves his children, but he made a choice. He made a decision, and nobody can really deny that. Stephen Stearns, however, Dr. Stephen Stearns from Yale University, he's a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology. He wrote a pretty big blog post slash paper. You can check this out. You can actually download it from his page at Yale University. And it's all about, it's a reflection on academic life, on teaching, on how to best mentor students, all kinds of different things. It's pretty intriguing, but the thing I want to focus on, and I picked this up from Cal Newport, as he talked about this on his blog, there's a section in this paper by Dr. Stearns called Learning Balance. And it's all about what his life was like in the early 1970s. And his first son was born around that time. And he actually says this, quote, "I was not around much to help, for during that time I was working 70 to 80 hours per week." Now, this is a pretty common occurrence back then, and even today there are plenty of people who still pull those kinds of hours. But his wife, Dr. Stern's wife, and her name is Bev. Bev wasn't having any of this at all. And in fact, at one point, she sat him down and gave him an ultimatum. And she said, "I want you to promise, Stephen, not to work nights or weekends going forward. You need to be sharing the parenting, and your child needs a father. And if you don't agree, I will divorce you. I will divorce you." End of quote. All right, so at this point, Stephen Stearns had just finished his PhD. He was working incredibly hard and putting in those 70, 80 hours a week. And his wife sat him down, she put all her cards on the table, and she said, "I'm not going to have this going forward. You've got to have some sort of work-life balance in your life." Now, I'm not saying that if this is going on in people's lives, if this is a problem, that divorce is necessarily the first option or anything like that, or even an option. As Catholics, obviously, we have to understand that marriage is for life. Having said that, in the case of Stephen Stearns, I don't know what his faith background is, Dr. Stearns, but he said this chilled him to the bone because he realized she means this 100%. And so he actually listened to her. And he put her advice into practice. Always good to listen to your wife. He said this, quote, "For the next 20 years, I did not work nights or weekends. I spent thousands of delightful hours instead with our sons while they were growing up. She was very wise, and I am grateful to her." End of quote. As Cal Newport points out, what's also intriguing is what did not happen. Now, I'm not just talking about the fact that they didn't split up. But another thing that didn't happen, and this is maybe a little bit surprising, is that Dr. Stearns, his professional work, didn't suffer because of this choice that he made. In fact, in many ways, it even thrived. He was working far less than the norm among his peers. He wasn't working nights, wasn't pulling weekends, but he was thriving professionally. And as it turned out, having this fixed schedule, not working in the evenings, not working on weekends, he actually became more professionally effective. He said this, quote, "When I was at work, I worked. And when I was with my family, I concentrated on them. The change in focus cleared and refreshed my mind so that when I went to work, I was efficient. 5 to 8 hours per day of clear thinking and concentrated work, 5 days per week, produces more impressive results than the coffee, chit-chat, and various displacement activities that often fill the time of many of those who think they are working 70 or 80 hours a week." End of quote. And that's certainly true. A lot of people say that they're working 70 or 80 hours a week. That's not necessarily the case. They may be in the building 70 or 80 hours a week, or maybe in their home office for 70 or 80 hours a week, but what are they doing? Are they really doing focused, deep, concentrated work that whole time? Or are they chatting on the phone? Are they being interrupted? Are they at the water cooler? Are they out for an extended lunch? Maybe one cocktail, maybe more. Are they on social media? Are they on Snapface and InstaChat, as Bill Belichick liked to call them? Are they really working? What are they doing? How are they spending their time? And I think there's no question that whether you're working from home, and many of you still are, some of you have gone RTO, return to office. But even if you're in the building, it's difficult. Whether you're home or in an office, there's always the opportunity for distraction. There's a unique set of problems whether you're working from home or not. But this guy, Dr. Stephen Stearns, he really tried to make sure that his work hours counted. And they had to count because his wife was like, you're not taking this home with you. You are not taking your work home with you. And so he had to do it. He had to do it. So he called it embracing. And here's where my rudimentary Latin skills will come in here. He called it professio sano in vitam sanum. A healthy profession in a healthy life. Professio sano in vitam sanum. So this work-life balance. Whereas Cal Newport likes to call it fixed schedule productivity. And so you can actually accomplish a lot in a 40-hour work week if you're really going to work when you're working, and then you're really going to be done when you're finished. And it's intriguing. And he said, wow, looking at this guy and what he was able to do at Yale University is inspiring. It's inspiring. So how have you guys handled this throughout your lives? Have you had a struggle with this? Have you ever had a challenge from your spouse saying, hey, you really need to get this together. You really need to be present at home. You're working too much. You're not paying enough attention to other aspects of your life, your spiritual life, or your physical life. Are you taking care of yourself? Maybe your financial life is in shambles. There are so many aspects to our lives that we have to keep in balance. So do you ever struggle with this? And how did you reconcile it? You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. One of my enduring memories of childhood that I have is that my dad would always come home from work. He worked at the Ford Motor Company. He would always come home from work with his briefcase. And he would, I remember on evenings and weekends, he would walk in the door, he would set his briefcase down by the door, and he wouldn't pick it up again until it was time to go back to work. And his employers sometimes, you know, he had various bosses that at times weren't that cool with it. They wanted him to be on call all the time. They wanted him, and this is in the days before, of course, before even pagers, before car phones, although he did have a car phone for a while, that was pretty wild. Before the advent of cell phones and before even Blackberries, before iPhones got there, of course, there was the ubiquitous Blackberry and the Blackberry prayer that people would pray under their desk as they're really hammering out an email looking down. And so, but even then, they wanted him to be available. They wanted him to work on the weekends. And he said, forget it. He said, look, from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, you got me. This is, I know not all jobs are like that on that sort of schedule. If you're an ER physician or something, hey, if you've got a dying patient, you can't always say, well, I'm clocking out now. But in his case, he said, look, from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, you've got me. My time is the company's. But when I'm home, my time is theirs, my wife, my children, and they need me. They need me to be present. And so my dad always set a really, really good example of that for me. He was a very hard worker, and he was also always there for us, always there for my sister and I. And so I'd like to know your struggles with this, how you overcame it. I'd love for you to call in 888-914-9149. It's a good thing to talk about on a Monday as we start the work week here on the Cale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. And as you know, there's a lot going on this week. It's really exciting, actually. We should look at this as a great opportunity, the chance, the opportunity to give. And it's always more blessed, as St. Paul says, to give than to receive, because we get so much more back. It's our Join the Family pledge drive here on Relevant Radio. Hey, check this out. Timory's going to join me in just a second.
It's Monday, and we're here in our pledge drive, the last opportunity of the year where we're asking you to join the family of Relevant Radio and support the work we're doing. You listen, maybe you've donated before, But we're asking you to donate today. Maybe you can give a little bit more than you have in the past. Maybe you're looking for something to help with, you know, the end of the year, tax deductions, and before everything gets busy with Thanksgiving, Advent, and the Christmas season. Take a moment to join the family and donate to the work we're doing here at Relevant Radio. We are truly seeing an incredible impact each day, Kale, with the people who are touched by the programs here at Relevant, especially the Kale Clark Show and the Faith Explained. And if you'd like to support that work to change the hearts and minds of your loved ones who maybe encounter Relevant Radio, or yourself is taking ownership in these classes and these programs that we have and these life hacks, numbers 1-877-291-0123 to donate. Even easier to donate, just tap the banner on your Relevant Radio app if you're listening there, or go to relevantradio.com. And Kale, we have a special thank you gift for those who donate $20 a month. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. Let me just flip into my notes for this. I was going to say something else real quick. Anybody who donates this hour, your gift is matched 100%. That's something we ought to have mentioned before. So we have a very generous donor who's agreed to match every single dollar that's given during this program. So it's a partnership challenge hour. We want you to know that. And if you come in at the $240 per year level, that's only $20 a month, we're going to send you a special gift that's only available for today. It's only available just for the next few minutes. It's Our Lady of Bethlehem icon and story card. Now, this is, in fact, an icon that you can see at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. If you've ever been to the Holy Land, you've seen this in person. And it's a great icon because Our Lady is smiling. She's really got the joy of the gospel written all over her face. And it's this unique icon. And that's really what we're all about here at Relevant Radio. Joyful piety, isn't it, Timory?
Absolutely. And actually, I just received an update, Kale. We only have 50 more of these Our Lady of Bethlehem icons available. So if you would like to donate $20 a month and this is something you would like, you can join, for example, Georgina from Bonita, California, who just donated a recurring donation, and she'll be receiving this icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem.
Yeah, we only have a few left. Please get in on the action while you can. 877-291-0123. Join the family or go to relevantradio.com or through the app. Do it right now. You won't regret it. Hi, this is Cale Clark. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. They're a pro-life phone company, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to Relevant Radio or another pro-life charity of your choice. For a limited time, new customers who mention offer code Relevant Radio get a free phone with free activation and free shipping. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
That's right. It's the Cale Clark Show, and you can still call in. Hey, our phone line is still open, even though it's pledge driving. Call in 888-914-9149 to talk to me for free here on Relevant Radio. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. Show account is at Cale Clark Show, and you can email me, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. It's a great place to send questions, comments, show ideas. And speaking of questions, I did get a question from Susan in Chicago. And she asked me, "Hi, Cale. I was reading about Herod's slaughter of the innocents in Matthew's gospel. Is this a historical occurrence? I don't seem to find this anywhere in the history books." That's a really good question, Susan. And a lot of people think that this is something that Matthew made up in his efforts to do what's called typology. I'll talk about that in just a second. But I do believe this happened. I do believe this happened 100%. Because even though history writers didn't necessarily mention this, it's totally in keeping with Herod and his character. So, by the way, where you can read about this is in Matthew chapter 2. And this is obviously tied in with the account of the Magi, the wise men from the East. And one of the things it says here at the beginning of Matthew chapter 2 is that, as I'm just finding it here we go. Wise men from the East came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the East and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Now, why was he troubled? Well, obviously, Herod had a rival to the throne, at least in his own mind. Because King Herod the Great, he self-styled, he self-glossed, he gave himself the nickname King of the Jews because he ruled over Judea. And he was kind of a puppet ruler that the Romans had installed over the region. And he wasn't ethnically Jewish. However, he did claim to keep the kosher food laws, all that sort of stuff. And of course, he said, oh, if you find this King of the Jews, please tell me, and I too will go and worship him. Yeah, right. Clearly he wanted to take him out. And this is what happened. I'm just going to flip ahead a few verses here. You can read the whole thing for yourself in Matthew chapter 2, but I'm going to flip up to verse 13. It says, now when they had departed, now this is the wise men, they've already come. They've found the child and his mother. They've given him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And by the way, what do you think they did with those gifts? Well, I know this. The gold probably helped the Holy Family a lot because they needed to support themselves on their journey into Egypt. This is what happened. It says, now when they had departed, the wise men, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, was furious in rage, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time which he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus reigned over Judea in place of his father Herod, and obviously by this point Herod had died, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene. Okay, so in terms of did this actually happen, the slaughter of the innocents, and of course, their feast day is on December the 28th. It's part of what I like to call the cost of Christmas. There is a cost to Christmas, of course. We're getting close to the Advent season. It's the end of the liturgical year. We're coming up to it. But there's always a cost to Christmas. We get that credit card bill, of course, after Christmas. But all kidding aside, when we commit ourselves to Jesus Christ, there is a cost to discipleship. I've always found it intriguing that the day after Christmas, December the 26th, is the feast day of the first martyr of the church, St. Stephen. And then just a couple days after that, on the 28th, it's the Feast of the Holy Innocents, who Herod slaughtered. But Susan's question, Susan in Chicago writing in, and the email address is kale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. Did this really happen? Well, it is true that no historian really, I mean, outside the scriptures, of course, but there's no historian that really reports on this, but that doesn't mean that it didn't actually happen. In fact, it's quite likely that it did, because it's totally in keeping with Herod's character. Now, Dr. Craig Evans, who's been on the show, a great friend of the program, he always says that it's incredible that Hollywood hasn't made any kind of a biblical epic on the life of King Herod, because it's really got everything you'd want in a movie, swashbuckling action. I mean, Herod was quite a brave military hero in his youth. He did some incredible stuff. I mean, it's got romance, he had lots of romantic intrigue, action, violence, unfortunately, everything that Hollywood kind of craves. It's amazing that there hasn't been an epic movie made about Herod the Great, and he wasn't so great in some really important ways. But in his declining years, and this this account obviously takes place during those declining years. Herod was really suffering essentially from dementia at this point. And he was entangled in a lot of horrific things, a palace intrigue involving his kids, his wife, his current wife, that is, all of his ex-wives, other friends, other relatives. He even killed his own sons, Alexander and Aristobulus. He had them strangled. And in fact, sometime after this, Herod's oldest son, and his name was Antipater. By the way, Antipater was involved in the plot to kill his own brothers. Oh, by the way, I just got a message from Patrick Alog, our crack researcher. Apparently there was a movie called Herod the Great in 1959, but it's an Italian-French production, so maybe it's available with subtitles. We'll have to check that one out. Thanks so much, Patrick. But maybe there needs to be an updated version, but at any rate. So Herod's oldest son, Antipater, now he was personally involved in the plot to kill his own brothers. He actually kind of flipped his allegiance, and he eventually wanted to have his own dad killed too, Herod, because he thought he's just gone too far. So Antipater got involved in a plot where he tried to kill his own dad via poisoning. Well, Herod caught wind of this. He threw Antipater in prison, and he actually had his oldest son executed just 4 days before Herod himself died. And by the way, this is how much Herod had lost it by the end of his time. He actually had arranged for all the leading citizens of Judea to be rounded up and killed. Like all the leading politicians, doctors, lawyers, you name it. Have them all killed on the day that he died. Why? So that no one would celebrate his death, because he knew he was pretty unpopular at this point. Well, thankfully they didn't carry through with his wishes there when he did die. So what about the slaughter of the innocents? Did it really happen? Well, you have to remember that Bethlehem and the surrounding area was a pretty small place. We're not talking about thousands of children who were killed here. Now, later on in history, the Byzantine liturgy used to say that there were 14,000 holy innocents. In Syria, there was a list of saints in Syria that said that the number of the holy innocents was 64,000. I don't know where they're coming up with this stuff. We're talking maybe, most scholars think about maybe 12 to 20 kids. Because remember, these were the boys. These were the boys here, not 12 to 20 kids in Bethlehem proper, maybe a few dozen in the outlying areas. But this is not going to, it wasn't the kind of thing that would make the national headlines. It wasn't going to be front page on the Jerusalem Times. But it's totally in keeping with Herod, what he was all about. I'll tell you something really, really, this is a funny joke. The Emperor Augustus, Caesar Augustus, one of the famous, most famous emperors of all time. He once had one of the, I mean, this would have been great on Twitter. One of the funniest lines in all of history. He said, "I'd rather be Herod's pig than his son." And by the way, when he said this in the original Greek, it actually rhymed, because the word for pig and the word for son in Greek sound almost exactly alike. So it was a nice pun. It was a nice play on words. "I'd rather be Herod's pig than his son." Why? Because Herod thinks he's king of the Jews. He thinks he keeps the kosher food laws. He's not going to eat pork. He's not going to have a bacon burger. But he'll gladly kill his own son. It's safer to be his pig than his own son, an heir to the throne. And so, obviously, people cracked up at that. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad. But at any rate, it's totally in keeping with what Herod was all about. And, yeah, I do believe that he did this. I do believe that Matthew is reporting truth here when he says this. All right, you're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. If you have a question about this, you can call in 888-914-9149. It's our listener line. And hey, if you're on the line, please stay there. We have to take a quick break right now, just with a miracle moment here in our Pledge Drive Week. Join the family. Check this out.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
It reinforces and strengthens our own faith, where I've been a Catholic my whole life. I was blessed to have beautiful Catholic parents. But when I got out of the house and before I got married and had children, I just was going to church but not understanding. And it's no one's fault really but my own. But through Relevant Radio, it's brought it all back to me, and I know why. And that's what you've taught us. Different guests you've had on have brought forward things that I might have had questions on and putting value on so much of life that I took for granted before.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com.
Timmy here with Kale Clark. We're asking you to join the family. This is your last opportunity of the year to support the work we're doing. We won't ask you again past this week, but what we do need this week in order to continue our work at Relevant Radio is $3 million by Friday. And through a hope and a prayer and your generosity, I know that we can work our way there. So now's your opportunity if you'd like to support Relevant Radio, The Kale Clark Show, Faith Explained. Give us a call. You can donate either via calling or online, relevantradio.com, or on the Relevant Radio app. Just tap that banner. Or give us a call, 1-877-291-0123.
Absolutely, Timmy. And we have to mention also that this is a matching hour. We want to raise another $6,000 in these last few minutes of the hour. And if we do this, we'll set the record. We'll set the record for a Monday during this show. So I hope that you'll partner with me in that. And speaking of that, Timmy, I want to say that John in Saukville, Wisconsin has donated $1,000. Thank you, John. That is so generous. That becomes $2,000 because, of course, we've got a 100% matching partnership challenge hour taking place right now. And, of course, John, we will send you that beautiful icon or Lady of Bethlehem and the storybook that goes along with it. The story card that goes with it. Juanita in Albuquerque, New Mexico has given $360. Guess what? You're going to get that icon as well. And now, but now is probably a good time to tell you too, Timmy, that if we are successful, if we do hit our goals over the next couple of days, my daughter Michaela has promised that she will come on Wednesday to tell more kid jokes. It's one of the highlights of our week here during Pledge
Best
Drive.
Best part of the week.
It's a lot of fun. So call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or through the app. And don't forget, when you donate online, you're going to get that free talk, that downloaded talk we're going to send you from Father Rocky, how to have a happy Catholic family. And hey, a big family celebration is coming up. We're getting close to Thanksgiving. We want to know that you're part of our Relevant Radio family. So if God's touched you through our programming over the years, it's a great chance. It's a great way to give thanks by simply donating today, right now. Every gift is matched 100%, Timmy.
That's three more of the icons of Our Lady of Bethlehem coming from the Church of the Nativity that were just received by Antonio, Sophia, and Joey. Thank you so much for supporting us here at Relevant Radio. I just received an update. We only have 39 of these icons left. So if you would like to receive this gift, we need to see at least $240 donated. That's $20 a month if you want to break up those payments. So donate now before these are all gone. I want you to receive this gift. 1-877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com is the easiest way to give as well.
Helping you keep your mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Kale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Hey, you can still call in, even though it's Pledge Drive Week. Hey, we're still here for you. 888-914-9149 is the number to call toll-free on the Kale Clark Show. 888-914-9149. Speaking of the phone lines, let's go there right now. Mary Alice is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Hello, Mary Alice. How are you today?
I'm fine, Kale. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Good to be talking to you.
Yes, thank you. You were talking about King Herod, and what was it? Someone had called in or wrote in and asking if that was a real-life incident that occurred with King Herod and the Holy Innocents. And a few months ago, I happened to watch a documentary on Tubi, TUBI.com.
Okay.
It was about King Herod, and I just happened on it one evening on, you know, checking out their website. And it was about an hour-long documentary. It brought out all kinds of information about Herod killing his sons, and he was panicking over, you know, this new king that's coming along, Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was very good. It was kind of stylized. There were actual people in it as actors and whatnot, but the way they did the cinematography or the overall presentation was a little different than like a regular movie. But anyway, the content I thought was very good, very interesting. And it even brought out some geological things about the area. And so if you wanted, there's a little plug for Tubi, and I don't remember the name. It might have been Herod the Great.
Okay.
Or your producer there mentioned the name of the documentary, asked me. I don't quite remember the exact name of it.
Okay, so is Tubi something like YouTube, or what exactly is this?
It's a website where you can get free movies and free TV shows, live TV shows, all kinds of things on it. Probably a lot of junk in there too, but it's free of charge. You have to put up with commercials and whatnot throughout if you're going to watch a movie.
Okay.
But, you know, that's tolerable. But it's TUBI.com. Another friend told me about it about a year ago.
Interesting. So they've got something on Herod. And you know what? It's intriguing because I actually used Herod as an example, too. I was speaking this past weekend at a conference, and I was assigned to speak on the topic of a theology of abortion. Now, what on earth is this all about? there are obviously plenty of verses in the scriptures that sort of give buttress the pro-life position, clearly. But really what I was being asked to explain is why so many groups, even so many Christian groups, are okay with it, are okay with promoting abortion. How are they justifying this? And I want to talk about Herod in the context of this, because I think that what was motivating him was essentially fear. This is the reason why he wanted to kill Jesus. He wanted to kill the innocents, the holy innocents. He was just driven by fear. And in fact, one of the things that he was paranoid about during his latter years is that he actually thought Queen Cleopatra of Egypt was going to invade and sort of try to get him killed. So he had all these fortresses built, and they were kind of in a strategic escape route. He was just going to go from fortress to fortress to try to get out of Dodge and retreat to his homeland of Moab. And he never really had to do that, but he did eventually die. And I just thought it was really intriguing too, because When you look at Matthew's gospel, Matthew is very fond of something called typology. And I've spoken about this before. It's kind of a $5 word. But what is typology? Well, typology has to do with the fact that God writes the world the way the human beings write with words. If you're reading a mystery novel, maybe something, you know, Murder, She Wrote, Angela Lansbury. Well, and may she rest in peace. She passed away a few days ago. But Stephen King or something like that. If you're into these types of thriller novels, there's often a clue that's dropped along the lines, who done it, if you will. And so literary devices like foreshadowing, that sort of thing, it's common among fictional writers. Well, when God is writing the history of the world, and I know it's cheesy to say this, history is really his story. You've heard this in a lot of sermons, of course, but it is true. When he's writing salvation history, the history of the world, God uses, instead of words to foreshadow certain things that are going to happen in the future, he uses actual people, places, events, things in the old covenant to foreshadow even greater things that he's going to do in the new covenant time. And so one of the things that Matthew does in his gospel is that he presents Jesus as a new and much greater Moses. And this is the reason why, by the way, Matthew is number one in the books of the New Testament. This is why Matthew comes first. It wasn't the first gospel that was written. The vast, vast majority of scholars say that Mark's gospel was the first that was mentioned, and that essentially Matthew and Luke had Mark on their desk. More on that tomorrow. More on that tomorrow. But we got to take a quick break right now. Timmy's going to join me in just a second and help you to join the family right here on Relevant Radio.
Join the Family is our theme, and it's because the work we do here at Relevant Radio, we believe you're a part of. If you listen, if you're a part of the Catholic Church, even if you aren't, we consider you a part of the family. We invite you to come home to the Catholic Church anytime. And one of the reasons why our theme is Join the Family is because the work we do here at Relevant Radio really does help to build up families at a time when it is so challenging to raise a family, start a family, get married, have a child. I mean, everything from the workforce, the economy, you name it. And Kale, I really appreciate today that you were talking about the family. You know, everything that's been going on, we've been talking about this with supermodel Giselle and football player Tom Brady. It's shining a light on the importance of keeping our priorities straight within the context of the family. And we need those reminders. I don't know about you, Kale, but even, you know, with having the faith-filled perspective we have, we still need those kind of moment-to-moment hacks and encouragements, like the briefcase example you gave earlier, where your dad left the briefcase at the front door and didn't touch it once he was home. You know, it was family time. That was go time. We need those tips and reminders, and I love that you help to give that practically, especially as a young father, here during the Kale Clark Show. So if you want to donate and support Kale's work, 1-877-291-0123 is the easiest way to give, or relevantradio.com.
Timmy, I like the way that you put that. We need those hacks. And you know what? I've been called a hack for different reasons throughout the years. But one life hack that I'll give you guys right now is that if you call in right now and donate, you're going to be blessed. 877-291-0123. And hey, we just need to raise about $5,000 more in these last few minutes of the hour in order to reach really a record hour here for this program. And hey, if you know you're going to give, why not just give today? It's a Monday. Get it out of the way. You've given your gift, and it will be doubled. It's a great time to do this in the next few minutes because it'll be doubled 100%. We've got a partnership challenge happening right now. Very generous donor has, in fact, offered to double every gift that's made this hour. And actually, we have a gift from Canada that's come in from Eileen Catherine in British Columbia. She's given $25, and that comes out to $50 with our partnership challenge. And thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate that. We love gifts from all over the world, and we have donors from all over the world giving to Relevant Radio. I also want to thank an anonymous donor in San Diego, California, who gave $240. That becomes $480 with the partnership challenge. Beautiful San Diego, your stomping grounds there, Timory, your home area. And hey, people are coming through on the West Coast as well. And you're going to get that because you came in at that $20 a month level out in San Diego. You're going to get, anybody who gives $20 a month at least or more will get that beautiful Our Lady of Bethlehem icon and story card. It's going to be sent to you. And you can look at that and find out more about it by going to relevantradio.com or through the app. And don't forget, if you give online, we'll send you an extra special gift, a talk by Father Rocky, how to have a happy and holy Catholic family. And there may be somebody out there who can give Timory a one-time gift of $5,000, and that will become $10,000 and really help us to hit our goal for this hour. So if you're out there and if you're thinking about it, if your heart starts to thump, it's time to jump. Go to the phones, 877-291-0123, Timory.
A huge thank you to Jose in Texas, Kingsville. He just gave for the second time this week. He was so inspired. He said, you know what? I'm going to give a little bit more. And he's receiving this icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem. Only 32 more are available. So if you like this icon, it's beautiful. It's inspired from the artwork from the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, the birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Talk about history and the tangibility of our faith, the history and the reality of the people who walked before us. The Blessed Virgin Mary, Jesus Christ, Saint Joseph. It's a reminder of that physicality, that it's not just a story, it's real. And I think that sometimes, especially as, you know, Americans or you being a Canadian, we're so far removed from much of the early church history that we don't always see the historical physical evidence that is so necessary, I think, at times for our faith.
Timory, it's so true. And just going to the Holy Land, being in Bethlehem, I remember just watching pilgrims, you know, just touching the rock, you know, where Jesus was crucified, or going to Bethlehem and seeing this icon live. You can get your own if you come in at that $20 a month level. Go to relevantradio.com through the app or call 877-291-0123. Join the family today. Let's go for it.